Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why men don't understand women.
Man, this is really a topic that we talk about too, by the way.
Jill and I are actively shopping and prepping for sending a mailer out to buy our retirement home in Santa Barbara. And so, like everything, it takes me like a year to analyze the data, you know, so that we get a great deal. And so it involves a lot of research, and frankly, I like doing it. But I will tell you, I can go on to realtor.com, and in within seconds of a real estate posting, I can tell you if the real estate agent's a female or a male.
How is that, Steve?
I'm looking at $3 and $4 million houses at sometimes that have no picture of the exterior. There are no pictures of a garage ever. No, it's a woman.
Oh, you think it's a woman?
All women care about is the inside of the house.
Really? You don't think we care about that?
Yeah,
and there's pictures,
or maybe the photographer's female. Then there's pictures of the fixtures in the bathroom, close-up pictures.
Oh.
In almost no case is there a picture of the inside of the garage, because they just don't care.
They don't care. If there's a shed, they'll probably mention the shed and not even talk. So maybe mention it.
And then there's a bunch of other different. Anyway, that's what this is kind of about.
It's true.
Well,
you're right.
You know, if you want to be a successful investor, like the hundreds of members that we have at both Land Academy and House Academy, you need to understand where people are coming from. If you're a man, you need to understand where women are coming from, and vice versa. So this isn't like men are better than women or women are better than men, or, you know, it's all about meeting them from where they're coming and understanding, especially if they're a seller and they're buying their house. Because I can tell you, Jill, I'm sure too, can tell you exactly what the woman's concerned. If there's an older couple that are downsizing or moving to a different state or something, I can tell you right now the list of things the woman's concerned about and the list that the man's concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what this is about, more than anything. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
After this, we should answer that, because it'd be kind of funny. I was thinking about what you just said. You know, if they're downsizing and they're getting a new home, what's the number one thing the woman's concerned about? What you think it is?
Okay.
Pretty funny. Okay.
That's why men don't understand women.
There we go. Colin asks, "Hello, friends. Please see the attachments for good examples of county data that immediately kills our credibility when property owners open the mail. Am I missing something? Are you guys going line by line to hand jam the corrections? Is it worth the time? What do you guys think?" So I didn't see the example.
I'll explain it.
To show me? Okay.
Sure. And he, in great form, had four or five screenshots of examples. And it all came down to this. Examples of owners' names that are actually pretty humorous, like Fall Plank. "Dear Fall Plank, we were interested in buying your house for $782,000. And that's guy's real name. His name is first name Fall, last name Plank.
Okay.
So it has to do with...
I thought it was maybe that it was typos on the county level.
No.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes it's like, if it's two LLCs, like Dear Buitt LLC, Buitt and Experio LLC.
Right.
Like it doesn't... What he's saying is, if you just look at the data...
Right.
And you just... dump it into a spreadsheet and then regurgitate it back out into a PDF to get it in the mail,
right,
in a mail merge format, like we all say we should do, and you should do. There's a certain number of exceptions that aren't going to make sense.
Right.
So here's my point and why I included this question. There's always data exceptions, always. I don't care how great of a data person you are or think you are. At the end, when you're staring at a 3,000-unit data set for a couple of zip codes, going to have to scan it and test it for a reason.
Okay.
And if some stuff doesn't make sense, or the Dear John line doesn't make sense, or something in the template is just off a couple of spots, a couple of spaces, you got to change it.
Yeah. Thank you. I was hoping to say fix it. Our guys do that, by the way. Office owners will also eyeball it for you and try to catch things like that if things don't line up or the zip code got dropped or something like that. So, but you need to do that too before it gets to that point.
There's always at the top, if you sort for, let's just say assessed value. If you sort for the highest to lowest assess value in your 3,000 unit data set, you're going to find that there are going to be properties in your data set that are like $22 million with assessed data. Are they really assessed at $22 million? No. Maybe the assessor made an input mistake. Maybe the data got scrambled somehow, which is very unlikely. Or maybe there's a chance that the property really is worth $22 million because it's got some attribute that you can't tell. Right. Just get it out of there.
Right.
I always sort for the top, take the five or six that don't make sense on the top, take them out, and on the bottom, take them out. And wherever I sort, then I still test it for a reason.
Right. Because that's a separate thing, too.
Yeah. That's my point there.
Thanks.
Today's topic, why men don't understand women. This is the meat of the show.
All right, your example. You're thinking, you know, meeting buyers or sellers from where they come. And you're talking about the little couple that's downsizing. You know what I thought about? I think the little couple that's downsizing into their dream home at the end, what the woman's thinking about, okay, I'm going to tell you what I think the man's thinking about, what the woman's thinking about. You tell me what you think. I think the man's thinking about, where am I going to go to hide from my wife? Is it going to be the garage? Is it going to be the basement? Is it going to be the spare room? Is there going to be a separate living room?
The seller?
This is the buyer. This is the couple that's downsizing what they're looking for in their new property. Okay? So, because you kind of started out with an example of us. Because here's why. Because we're looking at this at some point, right? And I'm sure this is on your mind, you know, about when we go to the next house or the last house. Where are you going to get away from me? You know what? I'm thinking about that too.
I think that's actually goes without saying.
Thank you.
Like, I think that's so glaringly obvious.
Right.
You know, if you can't sit around and say, you know what, I need to get away from this woman for a while. If you can't say it out loud
right. And
say it to yourself, then there's just lying going on.
Exactly.
You know,
and everybody's that way.
Yeah, I think it's
everybody's
totally
that way.
Healthy.
There is such a thing as spending too much time together. Believe me, we know.
Yeah. If anybody's qualified to talk about that,
it's us.
I'm talking about when a seller gets a letter from you.
Okay.
And they open the mail and they're having a cup of coffee in the morning and they get the mail and they open it. It's like, wow, this person wants to buy our house for $180,000 and they say they can close it in 2 weeks and
right. We'll
just be out of here. We can finally move to our cabin. We can finally move back to New Jersey where our grandchildren are.
Yep.
So what's the woman concerned about and what's the man concerned about? That's what this episode, I thought, was about.
Oh, okay.
Because it's actually useful for people who send mail out.
Okay. So they get the offer. What are they thinking about? Okay. I would think that the man's first thought is, am I getting enough money for this, number one? And do I have enough money to work with to go to where do I want to go and have some money left over to make it comfortable? And I think the woman's thinking about, oh, no, I got to pack. And I got to make some decisions about what stays and what goes, and where am I going to put the Christmas decorations?
Christmas decorations?
Yes. Oh, girls do that.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
Where am I going to put the Christmas decorations?
Yes, because we're downsizing.
You mean store the Christmas
stuff?
Yeah,
no. In the new house.
How's it going to go up?
In the new house.
Oh, Jill, really?
Yeah, where are they going to? Yes.
Wow, I blindsided there. See, men don't understand women.
That's my point. Go ahead.
Men are not as concerned about the price as
really?
You think. Price is definitely top five, maybe top three.
All right.
Sale price. But the question really is, all right, I'm going to sell this house. Am I going to sell this house to these guys for $30,000 less than I could if I went and got a real estate agent and cleaned it up and did all this stuff? That's the real question. Do I want to exchange my $30,000 for the fact that this is so convenient to just have these people come in here and clean it and just buy it? And then they can do all the work. Like, because men and women, I really think, are sitting there saying, there's no way we can call a real estate agent. I'm embarrassed. This house is a disaster.
Oh, yes, that's true.
So I think women in particular are like, there's no way I could even have my sister over to the house.
It's true.
To let alone have a real estate agent.
There's boxes everywhere.
And then
newspapers
people,
everywhere.
And then people to come walk through our open house.
Right.
You know, I think that's a huge issue for people.
Right. And how much is involved to even get it to that point, let alone moving?
So they all have triggers. The people that are going to answer your letters when you send it to buy their house, they all have some kind of catch point. A lot of times it's like, I don't want to clean the basement out or the garage out, or there's a hole in the roof. You know, literally, Jill, remember that deal?
Yep.
She was so bad that you couldn't, yeah. I mean, you could see the sky through the roof. So,
yep.
So that's not even, that property wouldn't even have passed a tenable inspection.
Nope, you're right.
But my point is they all have a trigger. And that's what's different about doing a house deal versus a land deal. You have to go there, or you have to have the BOG, boots on the ground, show up there, mm-hmm. and very, with respect to the seller, find out what those catch points are and address it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time it involves, you know, hiring a contractor to address a mold situation, or, mm-hmm. you know, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on with these houses. So, mm-hmm. you know, men and women are completely different about it.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Their priorities, I think, are completely different.
It's true.
I just learned about Christmas decorations.
That's true. I want to get back to this topic, and I want to know, like, on the bigger picture, because there's good things that we can say. I mean, I want to know, how do I say this? I feel like there's an underlying theme that's not being addressed with this topic, and I really wanted to see if I could get that out of you.
What's the question? Ask me questions. I'll answer any question.
Why men don't understand women? Why don't men understand us?
I don't think men, for the most part, understand how to listen at all.
Oh.
I think that when men's their innate first reaction is to solve problems, be a problem solver, and get to the end.
True.
So, you know, if you are going to purchase a property and you happen to be, like we talk about in the program, the first 10 deals, you need to be the BOG yourself, I think.
Right.
Because you can learn how to do it and then teach somebody else how to do it.
Yep.
You need to sit there and listen. And they're going to have a lot to say about that house and why they're selling it.
Right.
With any luck at all, they'll be calling you from a different state. And that is good.
The wives?
No, both of them. They already moved to New Jersey. Oh. And they're like, yeah, I got your letter. And can you go over there and check on it? Because I do want to sell it to you.
I thought you meant for any luck. They'll be calling you for a different state. Like, maybe the wife still lives there and he moved out.
That could be too. You don't know what you're going to get into.
Like, what? Got it.
No, men don't know how to listen at all. And they just want to solve problems. And women need to vent.
We appreciate that.
They need to vent and express their feelings. And neither one are right or wrong. That's just how it is.
Exactly.
When you express your feelings about some topic, I go into solve it mode.
I know.
And nobody wants that. Women don't want that. They just want to listen. Want you to listen.
Well, sometimes I do, and it's my job to tell you when I need ears or I need help. Seriously.
Yeah. That'd be good. Really helpful, Jill.
I know.
Want to try that?
I will. I do try. You don't listen. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on the online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I had you lose your train of thought there.
No, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
I was listening.
I appreciate that. Wherever you are listening, thank you for listening, by the way, or watching, please subscribe and rate us there. That's how I know you are listening.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.